I saw a great big wooden box floating in the bay. I pulled it in and
16 minutes after 5 o'clock on Downtown. Our next guest on the program has been corrupting minds, well, like mine and Kerry Haskell's, for more than 40 years now. And he's joined by the producer of a wonderful new project, Dr. Demento, covered in punk. We're thrilled to welcome to the show Dr. Demento and John Caffiero. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Woo-woo! Wind up your radio! Hello, Maine!
Hello, Doctor! And my gosh, this is a fun collection to listen to. It's like, well, it's like having your own private Dr. Demento show.
That was the idea.
John,
glad you feel that way.
Yeah, John, talk about how you put together this collection of artists and Dr. Demento classics and new takes on some of the old favorites.
Sure, I'm a lifelong fan of Dr. Demento and the Dr. Demento show, and I am also a punk rocker. It's my career. I've been involved with some of the most iconic names in punk rock, from the Misfits to the Ramones. I continue to manage the Misfits, and I manage Dee Dee Ramone's estate. I'm also a producer of other artists, and I front a punk band of my own named Osaka Pop Star, which I'm the singer of. And I thought that it would be a fun project to have a lot of different classic and contemporary punk artists do new punk rock cover versions of all of the great novelty songs made famous over the airwaves of the Dr. Demento show through the decades, and then mix it up a little bit with a reverse on the concept by having some newly demented versions of punk rock classics, and then house it all within the framework of a special bizarro episode of the Dr. Demento show, complete with the front and back announces from the Doc himself, the bumpers, pretty much everything that you would remember, the jingles, but all done in a punk rock-centric way to sort of breathe new life into the property and make a fun reintroduction of the Dr. Demento show to a new generation and bring it back to those who've loved it and been looking for it again all these years.
Well, mission accomplished on that count. It really is a wonderful collection. Dr. Demento, who were the people that you thought were vital to have be a part of this collection?
Well, Weird Al Yankovic, for one. But let me point out that it was John's idea to start with, so the first plan was to have the Misfits, of course, and the Vandals, and the Dead Milkmen, and other punk bands that he was aware of and been working with sometimes for a long time. And then it kind of expanded to move into other artists, such as Adam West, who we heard at the top of the show there, and the great William Shatner doing a song originally by the Cramps, and so on. It just kind of grew. It started out as just being one CD, but it expanded. It fed on itself and grew into two CDs and three colorful vinyl discs.
Yeah, and it started right off the bat with a great cover of your most requested song ever, Fishheads. That sort of set the tone for the whole collection right there, didn't it?
For sure. That's rock and roll. They make those fish heads rock. Osaka Pop Star with John Caffiero doing the honors.
And John,
so glad that you felt that way, because that was my band, and it was a big thrill to do that track, because as a kid, I used to write Barnes & Barnes, the originators of Fish Heads, fan letters in grammar school, and they would write me back.
John, too, the package is so terrific. We've got the CD. The cover art is wonderful on this, the booklet that goes with it. If people get the LP version, it's three album set, a triple gatefold package. It's not just the music and the memories and the terrific music here, but it really is a wonderful collector's item.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I come from the old school that I feel that the packaging is part of the experience of the record. It's just more to bring you into the world of what you're going to experience. And I'm a huge art fan and an art aficionado, and I thought it would just add a whole other dimension to the project to get an equally potent roster of visual artists to illustrate and visualize everything that you'll be listening to. So that really is a whole other world of this, not to mention extensive liner notes where we have the various artists commenting about why they chose the songs they did or memories of the Dr. Demento show. I wrote a foreword for the booklet. Dr. Demento wrote an afterword. So there really is a lot of different layers of fun to dig into in this project, and I'm really pleased that you felt that way and enjoyed it and noticed all of that richness to it. Thank you.
We're talking with Dr. Demento and John Caffiero. The new project is Dr. Demento Covered in Punk. It's available in stores at Amazon.com. It really is a terrific collection. I started this more than four decades ago. Could you ever imagine that this would be going this long with the popularity and new generations that embrace the music that you've brought to us for all these years?
No, I certainly didn't imagine that right at the beginning. I didn't even know if I'd be on the next week, but thank goodness it became very popular, and I was able to kind of stay a step ahead of the times and keep it going, and here I am, almost 50 years, actually, after the first time I ever went on the air as Dr. Demento. So yeah, I've been grateful for that, but I worked hard to keep it going and not just rest on my laurels. Working on the this weekend show right now, doing all I can to make it as entertaining as I can, because it's available every week, you know, at drdemento.com. It's streamed on demand. You can hear it whenever you want. There is a small streaming fee because we got to pay the rent and pay the artists. But new show every week, and over 1,000 older shows available online.
Yeah, I was going to mention the archive of shows, both the syndicated versions and there's a mixture of some of the LA shows are available as well.
Yeah, of course, the show started out just being live in Los Angeles before it was syndicated. And I continue that live show for a while longer, and those of you who do not live in Los Angeles can hear some of those shows going way back and enjoy them. You can hear me. I started out, you know, on FM radio, non-commercial FM radio, and in those days it was kind of laid back, you know, so... I've pepped up the delivery a little bit since then.
Carrie has got quite a collector's item here in studio. What is that, Carrie?
Well, it was my fault for not noticing it yesterday and sharing it with Rich. It was in the envelope, the trading card that came with the CD, covered in punk trading card of The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati. That is great.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. That's a special promo item that you've only been able to get when you come to our in-store signings.
But
you guys got the inside tip, so.
Well, it is great. Yeah, it's got the information on the back about the band that did that song, The Misfits. And notice the logo of the radio station is the station that I blame for getting me into radio, WKRP.
That's right.
That's a great illustration.
Cockroach eating Cincinnati, after all.
Indeed. So, John, I have to think there must have been a line of artists when the word got out who wanted to be involved in this project.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It was really a very carefully curated project. I approached it almost like a musical art show or art project and casting a bizarre cult movie. So everybody that's on there are artists that I personally approached that I felt would be a great contribution or a great asset to the cast, if you will, for the record. So it wasn't like an open call. It wasn't really like word spreading around. Everybody that was on this record was actually personally invited to take part in it.
Doc, do you still get unsolicited submissions from people who want you to expose their music?
Oh, all the time. There'll be a couple on this coming week's show, so this coming Saturday show. So, yes, happens all the time.
I have to say, one of our favorites on this is the wonderful cover of Suicide is Painless, the theme from MASH.
I'm glad to hear you say that. That's an independent punk band named Juicehead that originated out of Chicago, now relocated to the Portland area. And that was a discovery of mine. They were an indie band that I found and signed to another label that I've been with for many years now and co-founded, Misfits Records, which is the label imprint of the legendary Misfits. And that was Juicehead's rendering of Suicide is Painless, and it was a song that I'd actually suggested that I thought might sound great in their delivery, so I'm glad that you enjoyed that one.
Very much so. Now, Doc, am I right? You folks are in Chicago today?
We were in Chicago last weekend, yes.
Uh-huh, and how did that go?
Oh, it went great. We had a long line. They actually had to close the record store just to accommodate us and all the Dementites and Dementoids who came in to get albums signed and just to take their selfies and so on. That was a fine store, the Rolling Stones Records, and we had a great time. And we also had a great signing, which the first one we did actually in New York City, and we've also done Los Angeles and Portland, and Philadelphia comes next.
One of the things I really liked on the album was sort of the way that, that stuff tied together. You had, is it Shoney Knife covering a Weird Al song? They did Eat It.
Yeah,
and then
Shoney Knife.
And Weird Al doing a Ramon song. The connections between from, it's not a album, it's not a CD of just individual songs. There's a flow to it that is just great to listen to.
Oh, thank you so much. It really was a labor of love, and a lot of care and attention to detail went into it, and it's really a pleasure to know that that shows. The whole idea was to create a fun experience, something that I think everybody needs, especially in the present state of things, the way that everybody is, things just seem so volatile, and everybody's got their pressures and daily life stress. I think that it's great to just be able to kick back and have something that's just pure fun.
Now, Dr. Demento, I'm staring down the barrel of 60 this summer. I've been a fan forever. I have to think it must be gratifying when you do these public appearances to have people my age and older come in, but also see youngsters who have yet to be completely twisted in the way the rest of us have after all these years of listening.
That's true. We get all ages. Many of the veteran listeners bring their offspring in, of course. We have teenagers wander in on their own, and many of them have managed to listen to the show either now or a little while ago. So, yeah, but the Dr. Demento show has always appealed to all the different generations, which has sometimes made it a little hard for people in the commercial radio biz to understand and comprehend, but it's always been something for all ages, going way back to the beginning when I'd be playing in the early years, I'd like play Fish Heads, which the younger kids loved, of course, and then I'd go into something by Spike Jones or Rudy Valley or somebody like that that Grandma could relate to. So I've always loved, it goes beyond that. I've always loved introducing people to things they didn't know about before. A whole lot of people have thanked me for introducing them to the work of Frank Zappa, for instance.
And you mention it on the CD that there are also there are some songs on here that couldn't be played on the radio show that you get a chance to play on this collection.
Yes. Of course, standards have opened up a little bit. We have kept this collection from being pornographic, anything like that, though there are things that are maybe a little PG-13.
Well, we can take that.
It's a gas, Doc. How you had trouble with It's a Gas on?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I used to be distributed by the Westwood One radio network, and the head of that network did not like songs that he thought were too juvenile, especially It's a Gas, which was originally sold on a cardboard record bound into a Mad Super Special magazine. And the highlight of It's a Gas, the original version by Alfred E. Newman, and the new version on these CDs, is the wondrous belches originally done by Alfred E. Newman himself.
And John, thank you for sequencing the album so that It's a Gas immediately follows I Love Beans.
You're very welcome. Thank you for picking up on that.
Well,
you'll also notice that all in that same vicinity, you also in short proximity get Eat It, and then you have the Batman theme done by the Hamburglar, and then Adam West following that. So there's definitely some thematic things happening in there.
Well, it's just a great collection. Dr. Demento, Covered in Punk, available everywhere music is sold, Amazon.com as well. And, of course, listen to the show every week online. John Caffiero, Dr. Demento, it's a treat to talk with both of you. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you great success with this collection.
Thank you so much, Rich. And if your listeners want more information, please check out coveredinpunk.com. You can sample tracks and learn more about the record there as well.
Thank you so much, and don't forget to stay demented.
That is great. Dr. Demento, John Caffiero with us on Downtown, Covered in Punk.